to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So today we're talking about food.
Woo! Yay! Food! I love food.
Right? So we've been talking a little bit about our favorite things at Disneyland and then California Adventure. So now we're talking about food from, like, the Disneyland Resort.
Food everywhere.
Exactly. So because, I mean, Disney food at Disneyland Resort is awesome and we have our favorites, so that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get to that, Brandon, we always talk at the top of the show about a nerd thing we're currently into.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you've been here for it. I think you know this.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
So what's a nerd thing you're currently into?
So we've been catching up on some like non-Disney nerd things lately.
Yes.
So we watched some superhero movies that weren't Disney produced.
Right.
Aquaman and Venom.
Right.
They were a little different in our minds.
Yeah, a little bit.
Aquaman was unfortunate.
Oh, man.
Oof.
I thought Jason Momoa was going to save it.
You would think that Jason Momoa with no shirt on would make a winning movie.
That's what I was really hoping for. That's why I picked that one. It was my choice. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately.
I know. Yeah, it was not good.
But Venom was pretty fun.
I enjoyed Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed Venom.
So, I mean, it was Marvel, but not Disney.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I'm sorry, because I know it was my choice to watch Aquaman, and I was like, ooh, Jason Momoa,
I did want to see Aquaman.
Yes, different reason than I did.
I was disappointed.
No, it was not good. Good nerd thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be a downer on DC. Just because we're like Marvel fan people.
Yeah.
But nah.
Yeah, no.
If you want to watch DC movies, maybe stick to the animated versions.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. So,
yeah, I actually really enjoyed those ones.
Yeah,
fun. Yeah. And you know what I loved about, a little thing I loved in the Venom movies?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to see the Stan Lee cameo, because we hadn't watched that yet, and, yeah.
Broke my heart.
I know,
sad. Some live action Stan Lee.
Right? Yeah, it was really good, yeah. My nerd thing is, last episode we talked about you climbing up and doing the Christmas lights.
Yeah, so I didn't die.
Yeah, you didn't die.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Well, I spent today reading. I'm a huge book nerd.
Yes, you are.
Yes, yeah. And I was reading Christmas books.
Oh!
Yes, and so I literally spent the entire day reading. One of the ones I'm just about finishing right now is The Man Who Invented Christmas, and it's like a biography of Charles Dickens, so it's making my book nerd heart happy. So yes, Disney nerd and book nerd.
Excellent.
Cool. Yeah, and then my other question for you before we get to the news is, and before we talk Mandalorian, is what are you drinking?
Well, I'm gonna let you in on how we make the sausage here at the moment.
how the sausage gets made,
where the room where it happens. We just finished watching Hamilton.
Yes.
For our next episode.
Yes.
And in honor of that, I'm drinking some scotch.
Why? What does scotch have to do with Hamilton?
Well, right? Hamilton was half Scottish.
He was a Scottish dad.
He was an immigrant, but he was half Scottish, half Puerto Rican.
Yep.
And yeah, so yeah. I'm drinking some scotch.
In honor of Hamilton.
Nice,
yeah.
And yeah, stay tuned to our next episode where we talk about Hamilton.
Right, because we haven't watched enough times, we had to watch it again.
Yes.
Because like 7 times just wasn't enough.
No.
One more time.
One more time.
Maybe we could squeeze in one more.
Well, we could have another round tonight.
Let's have another. Okay. I'm drinking gin.
Oh, just gin?
Gin and soda.
Gin and soda? Okay.
Yeah, gin and soda. Yeah. Yep. It was a little lemon.
So, we were thinking...
There was no reason.
We were thinking gin was more of a summer drink.
Yeah.
But juniper...
Yes. I was watching a baking show where this guy was making Christmas cookies that were gin and tonic flavored because he was explaining how it is not a summer drink because juniper is very Christmassy, the scent of it, which of course goes into making gin.
I think that's a valiant argument, and we will incorporate gin as a year-round drink in this household.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'm in support of this endeavor.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, another one. Quick thing before we get to the news. Now that Mandalorian Season 2 is out, we like talking very quick gut reactions to the most recent episode. So this always comes out on Monday, so we've had a couple days, but we do keep this spoiler free.
It comes out on Friday.
I'm sorry, this episode comes out on Monday, I meant.
Yes, our episode comes out on Monday.
The Mando episode
comes out on Friday.
So we've had a couple days to watch it, but even so, We're going to keep this spoiler free.
Yep.
Brandon, initial gut reaction to episode 3 of season 2. What do you think?
Yes! Totally redeems itself.
Right?
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Episode 2 was a bit slow. Nothing really happened.
If you listened to the last episode, Brandon said it was the first Mandalorian episode where he was actually disappointed. It had some good moments.
It was a little disappointing.
But it was a little bit disappointing. But
episode 3, it's following a similar trajectory as season 1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And episode 3 was amazing. There was some great moments for people who have really been following Star Wars.
All the Star Wars, all, not just the films.
Yep. All the Star Wars, like, even even deeper than what we have seen.
Yeah.
But we're on the periphery of it, and we understand,
yes,
sort of. It was just fantastic. Lots of action, lots of fun.
A few weeks ago, before season 2 came out, we talked about season 1, and that one was full of spoilers and everything like that,
yep,
about season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we both said several times was this idea that the reason, one of the many reasons why we love Mandalorian, is you can be a massive, huge Star Wars nerd who's done every little bit of research, who's watched every show, who's read every book, and you can be very happy with it.
Yep.
Or you can have never seen anything before and just be watching the show,
mm-hmm,
and be happy with,
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in between. I mean, you have much more information about it than I do.
But, like, it was interesting as someone who's seen part of Clone Wars,
yes,
but that's it.
But we've never seen Rebels.
And we've never seen Rebels, and just like doing a little bit of research.
Right. And so I think this episode really,
I think it straddles that line.
Yes, exactly.
And it's perfect.
Exactly.
It's perfect. Hopefully they don't go too far over the edge where you have to be this, like, super hardcore.
Then we're going to have to pause and, like,
I just,
which we will do anyway, but not on the time
no,
frame.
I just want it to be good for everybody.
Yeah,
so,
and this last episode really, really spoke to exactly what we were talking about with that. That's
exactly.
I thought it was really good, too. All right, so that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update.
Okay, so for the news today,
yes,
the big news of the week is we finally have a release date for WandaVision.
Yay! I am so excited for this!
Yes, we haven't had any MCU content whatsoever in all of 2020, except if you count the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which Disney itself doesn't really count. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, I was about to say, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is awesome.
It is.
Okay, but yes.
It's kind of, it's kind of MCU adjacent.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had any direct MCU.
So, January 15th, we're going to get 6 episodes of WandaVision.
Yep.
It's only 6 episodes.
I know, I'm a little concerned about that.
But that also means like 6 hours of content.
Mm-hmm. So is it an hour-long show, though?
That's what they're saying. About 6 hours of content. So that's cool. So, for 2021, Mandalorian was announced. Season 3 is going to be in 2021.
Yep.
And Falcon and Winter Soldier, speaking of MCU. And Loki is still on the schedule for 2021.
Which is crazy. I thought for sure that was going to be pushed back to 2022.
Yeah, so that's going to be
whole
3 shows.
3 new shows plus the 3rd season of Mandalorian.
Exactly.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. So we're going to go from like nothing
to
from
nothing,
2020 to lots for 2021.
We're gonna get a whole lot of Disney Plus content for 2021.
Right. And they're kind of, it looks like they're kind of spreading it out where we're getting
we're just going to have rolling, they're just going to trade places. It's gonna be awesome.
We are definitely going to do in January a WandaVision episode.
We're gonna have some major MCU content,
right,
in January.
Yeah, so Wanda, I will go off on rant. Wanda's my favorite MCU character.
She is.
I'm so excited for this concept. Very cool. Yeah, good news item, because I'm so excited.
Oh yeah. Good. And that's going to take us to our main subject, which is going to be food in all the parks.
Yep.
California Adventure, Disneyland, and
Downtown Disney, too.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked Downtown Disney yet, so let's
talk
about
haven't.
That.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's open right now.
I know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's get right to it.
At the park. So like we said at the top of the show, today we're talking food.
Ooh, I like food.
I know. Food is awesome.
Food is delicious.
So one of the best things about Disney parks, in my opinion, is the food, especially Disneyland. I've heard, of course, I haven't been to Disney World, but I've heard that Disneyland does food really well, specifically like quick service and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as theme park food goes, like, we're not talking fine dining.
Yeah, if you're like a foodie, you're not.
We've been to Italy and stuff. We're a little spoiled, but we still enjoy some good Disneyland food.
Right.
It is a little expensive, mm-hmm. and you may not get your money's worth, but it is still delicious, and it's an experience unto itself.
Yeah, so. The thing with Disney food is there's a lot of places you can go to, like, say you got little ones and stuff, and you just need, like, a piece of pizza to, like, feed them. There's stuff like that. But the best thing that Disney does is it does, like, food themed to Disney. Like, all the details. Yeah.
You can find the details. You can find a Rice Krispie Square. But it looks like Mickey.
Yeah, which makes it taste better.
It makes it taste better. And it makes it a little more salty price.
Yes, the salty prices. Yeah. So the way we're going to kind of do this is we thought we would break it up. California Adventure section, Disneyland section, and then let's end with Downtown Disney since that's the one that's currently open.
It's open. And it probably has the most options for food as
right,
well.
Right. You're going there to shop or eat, not to grab something between rides.
Right. Unless you're doing something wrong, because there's no rides there. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Standing and watching the fountains is an attraction.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So let's start California Adventure, because that is the one that's going to be, part of it's going to be opening soon.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of broke it down into quick service, table service, and then, like, extra shout-out type mentionable thing.
Just when you couldn't choose.
That would be me. I'm really bad at decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So California Adventure. Let's start quick service.
You better go first.
Okay, I can go first.
Yeah.
So back in episode 6, when we were talking about favorite things in California Adventure, we talked about Cozy Cones.
Uh-oh.
And I think my favorite quick service thing would be Cozy Cones, mostly because I make them at home too.
Uh-oh.
Is that your favorite thing?
So, I'm saying uh-oh because I also have on my list here Cozy Cones.
Yeah.
I like this because it's one of the best examples of theming.
Exactly.
For a quick service restaurant.
Yeah.
You got the shape of the food is matching to the shape of the building, and the shape of the building fits so perfectly well with the whole Cars world and everything. And yeah, your homemade mac and cheese Cozy Cone is just delicious.
Thanks.
So it's got to be Cozy Cone,
right? Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, first of all, everything tastes better out of, like, when you can eat the container.
and then I ate the bowl.
Exactly. And it's themed. You can walk around with it, so it's practical. I mean, you might not want to. Those things are pretty fair size, but you know.
You can share it when you're standing in your hour lineup for the racers.
Right, exactly. When you've come back for your second fast pass and stuff like that. Yeah. So I definitely went Cozy Cone, which you apparently also did. So what's your favorite table service?
Well... as I take a sip of my drink.
perfect timing.
Yeah, just wonderful. Yep. Just it's like the real table service experience.
Exactly.
The
waitress, that's what I was going for.
The waitress comes by and you got a mouthful of food.
Exactly.
Okay. No, I talked about this in our California Adventure favorites. Carthay Circle. It's the only restaurant that doubles as a landmark in both parks.
Yep.
So it's beautiful on the outside, and I haven't eaten there, of course, because our reservations were canceled.
Yeah. COVID.
Such a shame. Mm-hmm. But the menu looks like absolutely delicious. It's very Californian.
Yes.
They got a lovely wine list, and a lot of seafood, which I like.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I would be okay. I will find. I had a look at the menu. We were looking forward to eating there, and so I had to look at the menu then, and it was, I will be okay without the seafood.
Oh, so, yes, what what did you see on the menu that you...
Oh, they have different options and things like that. You mean besides the wine?
Okay, so you were mostly focused on the wine.
You know what? You know
some
why
Napa Valley
yeah,
wine.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. No, they have different chicken things and different vegetarian things and different things like that, too. But not that I mean, I eat meat and everything. I just don't eat seafood. So I would still be fine. And it's more the ambiance of it that gets me. Mm. I definitely pick Carthay Circle as well.
I could tell by the uh-ohs. See, we are in agreement on a lot of things.
Yeah,
so
we are. Yeah. This is fine. It's good. And, yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It is very, very Disney history. It is themed, but it is looks well done. And every review I've heard made me just more excited to eat there. And next time.
Next time.
Yes, next time. Okay, so do you have any shout-outs or special mentions for California Adventure before we cross the Esplanade?
I do. Mm-hmm. I really want to shout out Award Wieners.
Oh, fun.
Because that's a fantastic name, right? First of all. Yeah. And that corn dog looks amazing.
And I'm the huge corn dog fan.
Corn dog. I mean chili dog.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I want a corn dog.
No, not the corn dog. Chili dog.
Yeah.
I had corn dog in my head, but yeah, chili dogs. And also, I have to mention the Bayside Brew again, because craft beer while in Disney, sign me up.
It's like all the good things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I also am intrigued by Award Wieners, because they have one that is mac and cheese on top of a hot dog. And basically, in my world, if you put mac and cheese on or in anything, I'm a happy person.
You do like your mac and cheese.
Right? Hence, Cozy Cone.
Mm.
So, that's a good one. I actually, my special mention, though, was the soup in a bread bowl that you can get at Pacific Wharf, where they do the homemade, right?
You like eating bowls.
That's exactly my point. I like eating the containers. And we talked about this in California Adventure. I couldn't quite rank it because, of course, it isn't even open yet, but I'm really excited for Pim's Test Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right?
Fair.
Right? We're talking about theming food. So those are kind of like my special mentions.
Cool.
Yeah.
So why don't we move along to Disneyland?
Okay, we're crossing the Esplanade. We got Flex.
You got your park hopper.
Yep.
You're ready to go.
We're heading in, and I started with California Adventure. You start with your favorite quick service for Disneyland Park, because this is the one I had the most trouble with.
Well, there is a lot of quick service in Disneyland. That's kind of what they're set up for. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of options.
Yep.
So I went with something that's a little newer and more up my alley.
Yep.
And it's the Ronto Roasters in Galaxy's Edge. The theming here is just incredible. You got out front, it looks like they have a pod racing engine set up to cook the food
that
you're going to eat.
Yeah.
And special shout out, I don't know if you noticed this, but in the last episode, episode 2, season 2 of Mandalorian,
they had
a kind of a reference to that when they were cooking the crate dragon meat.
That's right.
It was on a repurposed pod racing engine.
That's right.
Pointing towards that Galaxy's Edge thing.
Yeah, that's a little Easter egg. It's not a spoiler or anything.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Well, watch Mandalorian. Come on. And
that's cool. I like that.
I mean, I haven't had an actual Ronto roast wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But you have made the one out of the Galaxy's Edge cookbook,
right?
Which is different.
It is.
It's not the same thing, but it's inspired by, and it was quite delicious.
Yeah, we've had it a couple times.
We've had it a couple times.
Yeah, those are
really
good.
Really tasty.
So I am not surprised at all you picked that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a little bit. I am also going to pick something that I actually haven't eaten. I have a tie, so I'm cheating. I'm cheating, and it's Disney. You can't get upset about it.
Favorite. One, not favorites.
Okay, I can pick one. So it's not necessarily my favorite food there, but it's probably the one I've eaten at, the quick service I've eaten at the most often, and that's Plaza Inn. And that's quite frankly just because you get the most bang for your buck.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like, I'm the oldest of four kids, and when I would go with my whole family, it was the easiest thing to do. You'd go in, you'd get to sit down, and again, I've only ever been during the summer, so air conditioning.
A little break in the AC is not a bad thing.
Kids could eat, the teenagers could eat enough food, the adults could eat. It was
so
bang for your buck.
Yeah, I was going to save this for my special mentions, but you would be remiss not to discuss the absolute value that you find in a Plaza Inn chicken, fried chicken dinner.
Exactly. And as an accountant, I bet you really appreciate that.
Yes, exactly.
So, but here's my thing. I'm all about the theming. Mm-hmm. And Plaza Inn, I mean, I like the history of it. I mean, Disney opened it. Like, Walt opened it. And he originally wanted live birds in there.
he was really big on the live birds, mm-hmm. in a restaurant. Like, the Tiki Room was supposed to be that as well. And exactly. And there's this whole thing about birds pooping and food. It doesn't mix. Yeah.
So he kind of did the audio animatronic instead and just left the birds. But it's cool that it's this history, and I think that's how I can get by without it having the theming, just the bang for your buck in that you get from there. And quite frankly, I have expensive tastes at Disney.
Hmm.
And in Disney-related things.
You don't say.
So if we can, like, shave a little bit on a quick meal, that's a good way to do it. I have a Tropical Hideaway as well. I really, really, really wanted to eat there in Adventureland. So that's a quick service thing. So I was really torn, but I ended up going with... and also Bengal Barbecue. Oh, see, there's so many different things.
Yes, Bengal Barbecue looks good, too. Yeah.
But I ended up... I've got a different shout-out that overlaps somewhere, so I'm going to go Plaza Inn for
You're
quick service.
You're kind of all over the place.
I'm all over the place. I like all the quick service in Disney.
Make a choice.
Plaza Inn. Oh, Plaza Inn. Final answer.
Okay. Plaza Inn.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to table service.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I'm going to go Blue Bayou.
Uh-oh.
No surprise here. I love Blue Bayou. The ambiance alone, I mean, even if the food wasn't great, your ambiance is so insane in there. You're literally like part of the ride when you're eating dinner.
You're making this very difficult on me.
Sorry. And that was another reservation that got canceled for us.
Yeah. we're going to eat there and watch Fantasmic.
Yeah, we had the Fantasmic package that you can do there. Yeah. So, you know, that didn't happen. But
no,
next time.
Yeah.
And, of course, I had to pick that. That was a no-brainer for me.
I'm afraid that it is a no-brainer. Like, where else can you sit down and eat on a ride?
No,
like
kidding.
Like you say,
yeah.
Like you're seeing the boats from Pirates just pass you by while you're having your dinner. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're in the bayou.
Exactly. I love
it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, I love Cajun food.
Right.
So that makes it great in and of itself.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, even the ambiance alone makes it awesome. But the food is, like, is quite good.
It
like,
is really
you know?
Good.
So
it is really good.
It's just win-win all around. There's no surprise there. It's the choice. Yeah, definitely the choice. Which brings us to extra shout-outs and special mentions for Disneyland itself. And I've got so many. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's keep you minimized on that.
Okay.
You just...
I can count the number on one hand. Is that...
Well, I'll stop you if you go too far.
Okay, you start then. Maybe you'll overlap.
So you've already talked about the Plaza Inn, which I wanted to shout out just for the value.
Right.
But as far as... as far as theming goes, I have to talk about the blue milk stand in Galaxy's Edge. I don't know what it tastes like. I just think it's fantastic that this exists and we can finally actually have blue milk like Luke did on Tatooine. So that's it for me. I mean, you got your corn dogs and your Bengal barbecues and your all that stuff that looks really great and your popcorn stands, and you can
with
buy
all
your
the buckets.
Popcorn buckets, stuff like that. Yeah, it's great.
But, yeah, ice cream, things like that. I've got two.
Okay.
I can narrow down to two. Three. First of all, Pooh Corner in Critter Country is like, they have little treats and things like that. I like that it's like off on its own. Well, it kind of was now you go through to Galaxy's Edge, but it's was a quiet little corner, and you had all your treats, including your Tigger Tails, which I know you're very on, but I like sweets on occasion.
I'm a salty snack fan.
Yeah,
so.
But also they had the Rice Krispie Squares there and different things like that. So I just, and I love, love, love Winnie the Pooh, so getting to be in Pooh Corner makes me happy. Of course, my big one is the Tiki Juice Bar, because Dole Whip, all about the Dole Whip.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm, like, okay, how did you not... How was that not...
Like, so, this is why I was torn. Because the Tiki Juice Bar isn't quite a quick service. It's more like a stand.
Yeah, so why isn't it... Like, we're going to talk about stands.
Yeah, okay, but it's not quite like a stand.
This is like your honorable mention section.
Yeah, so that's my honorable mention. And then, yeah, that's...
But
that's
you're absolutely obsessed.
I love Dole Whips. Yes, but like it didn't fit anywhere else. So that's why I'm going the honorable mention.
I
shake my head.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head. And
no, it didn't go into a cart because it's not a cart and it's not a quick service. So it has to be its own thing. So that is why it's a special mention.
Okay.
Like if I could just pick one thing to eat at Disneyland and that's it would be a Dole Whip.
Okay.
Yes. That's like, it's my favorite.
MVP is MVP. Your Dole Whip.
Yeah, it's above and separate from everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yes. So while we're talking carts.
Yeah, I thought you had three things.
Well, so my other one's a cart item.
Okay, let's have a special mention on carts.
Okay,
then.
Special mention on carts. So you kind of talked about popcorn, but what would be your favorite cart item thing?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Churros! Okay, I'm not even 100% sure that I really like churros.
I like churros.
They taste pretty good, like cinnamon and dough. That's pretty awesome. But
you're not gonna screw up a churro.
I love saying churros with my arms in the air, like
yelling really loudly.
Like I'm just really happy, and yeah, it seems just very Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like it's a super Disneyland thing.
Mm-hmm. You can get them elsewhere, but they're not the same.
No, and it's the California history. It's very kind of taking from Mexico.
Yeah, and then Americanizing
it and Disneyfying it. And, mm-hmm. and it's also a good walking around food.
Totally.
So, yeah, it's the churros. And it's kind of like a meme in our family. So
yeah, I also wrote down churros with 6 exclamation points to signify churros.
Churros.
I actually haven't ever had any of their special seasonal ones. I just have gone like regular standard
churro.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough because we don't get to go
right.
very
and then when
often.
You go, how do you turn up the standard regular
yeah.
churro?
Yeah, you want your standard.
But so next time I just have to increase my churro quantity.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can...
More churros.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that I can have the seasonal. So we've done some rides, we've done some eating. Let's go do some more eating. First.
Well, I'm going to give a special shout out for a cart item.
Okay.
And it's going to be the turkey legs.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Okay.
What feels more Fantasyland
right.
medieval than walking around with a big old turkey leg? When Thanksgiving comes around, I demand to have a drumstick because
yeah, it's
I
your
want
appetizer.
I want to feel like a mm-hmm. king of England and just nomming on that bone. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
so,
you have a turkey leg appetizer.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so while we're talking about weird things, I love pickles. I can't say I've ever walked around with a giant pickle.
Right? That is kind of weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a weird
one. A pickle in a bag.
I know, but I smell popcorn and I want popcorn. It's hot. I want ice cream. I always want Dole Whip. I want churros. I don't think I've ever gone for a pickle.
Right.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to try it the next time.
Well, now we do.
They have a spicy pickle.
Exactly.
And that
so
sounds,
I think we'll have to.
That sounds quite
yeah,
delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love pickles. Mm. I like would sit and eat a jar of pickles. So I think we'll have to try it. I guess the only other thing before we move on from Downtown Disney is it's not on or move into Downtown
yes,
Disney.
Yes, we're gonna move to
there. Downtown yeah. Disney mm-hmm. is we were originally gonna be there during the Food and Wine Festival.
Oh yeah.
And so, especially California Adventure has been doing all of these great events where they have these different food carts and things like that. And Food and Wine would be the ultimate one, so we were really looking forward to that. I definitely had a list of the must-tries and stuff. So yeah, I guess that's just like more like a shout-out to the events that they do.
Yeah, the seasonal events
yeah.
and lots of different choices of food that's
exactly.
cycling in and out.
And some of the restaurants both in Disneyland Park and California Adventure switch out food seasonally and holiday-themed and stuff like that.
And Downtown Disney
and Downtown Disney,
including right now, which I have some examples
excellent.
Of.
Excellent.
Ooh,
I'm excited to hear
list.
About
yeah.
that. All right. Well, okay. So that moves us into Downtown Disney.
All right. So what is your favorite quick service restaurant in Downtown
so
Disney?
This is tough. Downtown Disney's changed a lot since I've been there.
Right.
But I'm going to go with Earl of Sandwich.
Uh-oh.
You know what it is? I haven't had this particular sandwich, but anything that has turkey and cranberry or like meatballs and stuff on it and is a sandwich and is fairly reasonably priced as far as Disney goes.
Absolutely.
I'm
well,
happy.
That is the good thing about Disney, Downtown Disney,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not actually in the park.
Yes.
So the prices aren't quite theme park prices.
Right.
They're still
Disney prices.
They're Disney prices, yeah. but not Disney theme park prices.
Right.
So mm-hmm. you get a little bit more value.
Right. And it's just like, it's great. You could sit down and eat. You can grab it and go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's the choice.
So Yeah, I also chose the Earl of Sandwich. I'm a big sucker for a good sandwich.
Right, yeah, a sandwich.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's got historical context. Mm-hmm. Like, the inventor of the sandwich was literally the Earl of Sandwich, yeah. And that's why we call them sandwiches.
That's so very cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a Caribbean jerk sandwich, a Chipotle chicken and avocado sandwich.
Okay, that sounds really good.
They got the full Montague, which was what the name of the Earl of Sandwich was.
And all I want to know is, he related to, like, Romeo and Juliet? That's,
yeah, he Romeo was actually Montague. He was actually Romeo, yeah.
Man, there we go.
No.
And he was so upset he had to eat the sandwich during his exile.
That's what he actually
Juliet.
Died from. He choked. He choked on a piece of turkey.
They weren't specific about the type of poison.
Right. Okay. But yeah, no, like, finding something to eat there is not the problem. It's like narrowing down your choice.
It's like, ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good.
Plus sandwich. I like
sandwiches. Yeah. Yeah, that looks really good. Okay, favorite table service. So I went first with quick service. Your turn with table service.
Okay. So I went pretty basic here.
Mm-hmm.
Ballast Point Brewing Company.
Uh-oh.
Come on. There's like 10 restaurants there.
I had two here, so I'll talk about my other one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
A brew pub
is
probably my favorite place to eat in the world. And this is a brew pub, so I don't know.
It's a brew pub connected to Disney. I mean.
I don't know what you want me to say, but it's a brew pub. They have, like, just a really wide variety menu,
mm-hmm.
from a Wagyu beef breakfast burger.
Yum.
To various seasonal specialties like pumpkin spice beer float.
Which is so up my alley. Oh my god.
And like craft beer on tap. What? Like, it's brewed right there, so.
Well, now I'm a pumpkin spice beer float. Mm.
Well, I think it's just pumpkin beer. I said spice by reflex, but.
That I really want.
You like
one.
Pumpkin beer.
I really want.
And then you
one.
Make it into a float.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what would be better? A pumpkin spice beer float flight.
Well, that would require multiple types of pumpkin beer.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I think they only make one there.
Well, you should, I'm willing to experiment.
Okay.
Okay, so I also said Ballast Point. But besides that, I also said, well, Tortilla Joe's looks pretty good. It's like Mexican food. I don't know, like, it's... I can't say that I would be like, let's run there and eat. I'd probably line up for Ballast Point just a little before. But Tortilla Joe's, like, we like Mexican food. We like American Mexican food.
Yeah, Americanized Mexican food, real Mexican food, Tex-Mex.
Exactly. We like all of that.
Yeah.
I think we'd go. We'd, you know, share some guac and some stuff like that. And mm-hmm. it would be a pretty good time.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
So I was like, just as far as, like, yeah, hanging out. Be a good place to go.
So, did you know that they also have a Creole Cajun restaurant there? Because I didn't.
What's that called?
It's the Jazz Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they had the Jazz Kitchen there.
Yeah.
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 Ralph Brennan's.
Cajun food. Like, jambalaya gumbo. Mm-hmm. And their seasonal item is pumpkin spice bread pudding.
No, it's not. Oh, my God.
Among other things.
But I love bread pudding, and I love pumpkin spice. That sounds amazing.
That's why I had to talk about it.
I would probably just order, like, three of those and eat those.
I'll stick with the gumbo.
That's fine. I'll have your
and
dessert.
And jambalaya.
Which will also be the pumpkin spice bread pudding.
Yeah.
Well, and I would also be intrigued to try Naples. Because I like Italian stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is, being in Italy, it's tough to eat Italian food.
It's really tough. Like, Americanized Italian food is always often disappointing to me. So.
Good Italian food is amazing, but it disappoints me like crazy if it's not.
So, and they also have a lot of sweets, which are not my like favorite thing in the world, but sprinkles looks absolutely
good.
Delicious,
especially seasonal stuff.
Yeah
And well, they have Wetzel's pretzels is there.
Yeah
That's pretty good. That's more salty up your alley.
Can't go wrong with a pretzel.
Yeah, and they've got carts and stuff. My big one, Marceline's Confectionery. I've had chocolate covered strawberries. I distinctly remember having from there.
Like, I mean, baked goods or treats
and
Rice Krispie squares.
Yes.
Yeah, like, they had a cool Hello Halloween themed treats this year.
I wanted the magic mirror thing.
Yeah. Speaking of magic mirrors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, our last episode, we talked about Snow White and everything. Exactly. Is that what you're thinking of? Yeah. So whether, like, they have Wetzel's pretzels if you like salty, they have the sprinkles if you like sweet, you know, and I like a good cupcake and stuff, but I think I would head to Marceline's.
Okay.
I think that's where I would go. You know, like the candy, and I liked all that those themed, like, yummy looking things. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we've talked about enough about food. I'm getting really hungry. Right?
I know. It's supper
so
time.
So let's jump straight into trivia.
We can do that. All right. Okay. So last week I asked you three questions.
Yep.
And you did okay.
You know, I did better than I thought.
Right? Yeah. So the first question I asked you was about when we were first introduced to Donald Duck. So we were talking, all of them were silly symphonies. This is what you said.
The Ugly Duckling.
And you were wrong.
Yeah, I just picked one with duck in the name.
Right, that's a fair guess, yeah. But you should have gone with a different bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in 1934, Wise Little Hen came out, and that was when we first met Donald Duck. And it was about the hen, and it was like planting corn, and then harvesting the corn, and then baking the corn, and then eating the corn, and Donald kept getting sick.
I remember this now when you're talking about it.
Yeah, that was our first introduction to Donald Duck.
Old Donald Duck was a kind of a jerk.
Yeah, kind of a jerk. Yeah. That you could understand, like, the temper wasn't his only downfall in those ones. And he always said, I have a tummy ache until it's time to eat. Mess. So The Wise Little Hen, 1934. Your second question was about songs and music, and Disney's first hit song was from a silly symphony. And I asked you either to name the silly symphony or the song, and you guessed this.
I'm going to guess The Three Little Pigs.
And you were absolutely correct. The Three Little Pigs had Disney Studios' first hit song with Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
Yes. Yeah. That's pretty famous. I honestly couldn't remember what the song was, but I knew it was like a very popular song. I just remembered that one.
Yeah, that was actually back in 1933. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take them long to start cranking out the good music, apparently.
Yeah.
And then I asked you the last of the Silly Symphony series. It was also what I said my favorite was, which is The Ugly Duckling. And did you get it right?
The Ugly Duckling.
Yes, you definitely got it.
Oh, yeah.
2 for 3. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad at all. Yeah, I did better than I did with Star Wars last week.
Yeah, well, that doesn't take me much.
Okay, I got 1 of 3. Okay, so it's your turn now to ask me, so let's see if I can do better than 1 of 3.
Okay, so this episode was all about food.
Yay.
So I'm going to ask you some questions related to Disney and food.
Okay.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
I like eating Disney food.
Yeah, well, there you go. So let's start question one.
Okay.
What popular junk food was invented in Disneyland?
It was Doritos. Tortilla chips. Yeah, Doritos.
Doritos. Okay.
I think so.
Interesting.
Something like that. It's, yeah, I don't know if that's specifically what it is, but it's something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question two.
Yeah.
What is one food item that you absolutely cannot buy in Disneyland? Or any Disney park.
Food item that you cannot buy. I know you used to not be able to buy alcohol, but you can now, especially with California Adventure. So it's not that. A food item you cannot buy anywhere. What on earth? I have no idea. I don't know. Like, everything I'm like, nope, you can get that. Nope, you can get that. I was going to say cotton candy, but like, you can get, I've seen like shakes with cotton candy on them. But that's all I can think of. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
I'm wrong, but okay.
Kind of a tricky one. An interesting little question.
Okay.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
And finally.
Okay.
We both said churros.
Churros.
Were the number one food cart item.
Yes.
How many churros a
year?
No
way. Mm-mm.
Let me ask the question. How many churros a year does Disneyland sell in a normal, non-pandemic
not 2020.
Type year? Is that too hard?
It's too hard. Give me multiple choices.
I'll give you a multiple choice.
Thank God. I was hoping you had that.
Is it 1.3 million?
Okay.
2.8 million? 3.4 million or 8.5 million. So, a lot of churros in any of these options.
I'm glad you gave me this because I was going to say I have no way to even begin fathoming.
No, of course not.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, what was C?
Well, I didn't label them with
letters. Well, the third option. I'm a teacher. It was A, B, and C.
Okay, those options again. Yeah. 1.3 million.
Okay.
2.8 million.
Yeah.
3.4 million and 8.5 million.
You know what? I'm going top of the tier. I'm going 8.5 million. I was going to do the other one, but
that's a lot of churros.
That's an incredible amount of churros. I'm just thinking of how many people go through there all the time.
Right.
And then you have like their seasonal ones, you have your annual pass holders, which make up for a large proportion who would go back to get different seasonal ones per year. I'm thinking families where like little Timmy needs one and then little Susie wants one. And yeah.
A lot of churros.
That seems really, really, really high, but the 3.4 seems too low. So I got to go higher.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're thinking Disneyland makes a lot of money on churros.
I know Disneyland makes a lot of money on churros.
Well, we'll just have to tune in next week and find out what the right answer is.
All right. Okay. So that's our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We love to hear from you. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Amazon, among others.
Many podcasts.
All the podcasts. we'd really like reviews, so please review our podcast.
Good reviews only.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, we really like good reviews.
There you go.
And subscribe. If you know someone who might like the podcast, please be sure to recommend DisneyA to them. We're trying to expand our reach, and that would help us out a lot. Join us every Monday, including next week. So until next week, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AM.